Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Check it in. See how heavy you are today. Give us a call. No, don't. What was that?
Somebody's phone's talking.
That's your phone, Todd.
It is.
Yeah.
And I
was,
didn't even
was that us?
Punch up an audio.
Sound like
no,
us.
I know exactly what that was.
Okay, got it. Right.
Is that Colbert?
Porn?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I was reading a Colbert story.
Okay, got it. All right. I thought it was porn, but I often do. If it's coming out of the phone and it's got audio
Remember, he's a desktop
That's
porn
right,
guy.
He's desktop porn guy.
Colbert
yeah,
porn.
Right, yeah. But he looks at porn in the morning sometimes here. Oh, no, his computer.
That's on his computer, yeah.
That's right. That's
for
right.
research purposes.
That's right.
And there's
and,
no
and
audio
masturbatory purposes,
coming out of
right.
this computer for that reason.
I'm doing research and masturbating. I'm a multitasker.
Yeah, when they were setting the place up, oh, no, don't give Todd speakers. No, 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 no. No.
What's new, Craig?
Well, let's see here. A company called Orbital Assembly wants to build the first ever hotel in outer space.
Cool.
They plan to begin building Voyager Station in low Earth orbit in 025. They think it could be operational as soon as 027.
Man.
6 years.
We might
individual pods attached to a rotating wheel with tubes connecting the different areas.
Oh, so like a
themed
movie.
Restaurants, like a movie. Health spa, a cinema, gyms, libraries, well, concert venues.
Okay. Besides what the room costs tonight, how much does it cost you to get there?
Earth viewing lounges and bars in addition to rooms for 400 people.
You could probably get a package that includes everything.
I know, but this is the movies.
Yeah, it would have to cost a fortune.
A fortune.
Nah.
They want to sell portions of the hotel to permanent stakeholders, including government agencies, looking to use the space as a training center. It will reportedly circle the globe every 90 minutes.
Like Kornheiser's joke yesterday was he was hoping the pool was indoors.
All right.
Because you can't have an outdoor pool in space.
No.
Well, so I had to read into it because I saw beds and stuff. I mean, how would you lay down in space?
Well, but without gravity, people cannot stay there for a long time. So they're going to make a way that they're going to
put
figure that part
there.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to put gravity in there.
In all the movies, that's why the thing rotates around. It creates gravity by
centrifugal force.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a half a dozen movies of recent you've watched where the whatever spaceship
right.
they're on for 3 years has got pieces that rotate around to give a sense of gravity.
Yeah, but the Enterprise never had that.
I'm just picturing.
Well, they figured it out by then.
I'm just picturing. It won't be as fancy, but I'm just picturing. Passengers. That movie.
Yeah.
How cool place that was. Had a bar, restaurants, basketball court.
I read a piece yesterday, and it's really in the weeds. But basically, we can't achieve the speed of light. Knowing what we know now, it's impossible to achieve the speed. So we'll never see warp 7.
No. Let's get high and talk about
that's disappointing.
Later.
What about transporters?
Okay.
Are they going to figure that out?
What's that?
So that we can beam from place to place?
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah.
I would hope they're working on that technology before warp speed.
Yeah. Kind of makes warp speed unnecessary if we can just beam there.
Because if you could beam everywhere, that'd be great for travel.
Well, it would also be great for you could live anywhere you want. You just beam yourself to work every day and beam yourself back. The problem is there'd be places where nobody would live. Because there are places people live now that anybody in their right mind wouldn't live there if they had to. Okay, there might be 10 people left. In certain towns, but if you could work anywhere,
the non-beamers,
and live anywhere, you could beam. And it was like a bus ticket. You know, you would do it.
Yeah, but you know who's against that is like the auto industry and the plane industry.
Well, it ain't gonna happen in our
lifetime.
You mean
the transportation industry
in general?
In general, yeah,
not gonna happen in our lifetime, Todd. Things will change.
That's unfortunate.
Progress. Things change. You know,
hell, guys that do road construction are against that.
Once again, things change. You know, there's nobody's shoeing any horses. I mean, the blacksmith's not really working that hard anymore, you know.
Well, if you're a blacksmith, you're working hard.
Well, yeah, because you're the only guy in town that does it.
Yeah.
I got it. But you know what I'm trying to say? This whole thing about we have to stop progress because somebody might lose a gig, it's just lame.
A lot of people have,
it's just
a
lame.
Lot of industries have gone by the wayside.
So is this.
This one has been particularly downsized, the one we're in.
How about newspapers? Anybody feel sorry for newspaper guys? Nobody does. But you feel sorry for the everybody's going to feel sorry for the coal miner.
Stupid media.
Right.
The newspaper's like six pages now.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying, there's been a lot of jobs that just progression makes it go away. And people just get so mad. They try to make laws against not going forward.
The print industry. A lot of magazines have gone by the wayside because of the internet.
Right.
People don't need the magazine subscriptions anymore.
There's still a lot of great, there's still a lot of magazines out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware.
Yeah, I like magazines.
But you point out the newspapers.
Newspapers are in trouble.
The example I always cite is Seattle doesn't have a newspaper in print.
Isn't that crazy?
It's all online.
Isn't that crazy?
For a major city like that.
Right. Well, it's also a tech-heavy city, too.
True.
You know, where's my paper? That's most cities.
But it wasn't that long ago where, like, Denver had three newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
10, 15 years ago.
But see, nobody cares.
I know. Nobody's saying, well, we got to save the newspaper guy's job.
Right.
What about that editorial cartoonist? We got to save his job.
I think part of the reason might be that the videos weren't working on the newspaper.
Yeah.
So they had to go a different route.
Yeah. Right. You couldn't click it on it.
That is not a good medium for videos. People have to read.
Newspapers survive right now on the basically on the obits. The obits in our local rag is 3-4 pages, and everybody's got a huge picture and a huge story. They're selling a lot of those. Oh, I got a great obit from a guy that passed away in this town.
You have to pay for those?
You pay for obits.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
A lot. In fact, when they put my dad's in the local paper back east, it was a lot of money.
I didn't know that.
This was passed along by a friend of ours. I'm not sure if our friend knew this guy. But some poor guy, early 40s, died of leukemia, it looks like. In the city, but the only reason I bring it up as obit is because it's well written, it's funny, it's how you want your obituary written. Yeah, it's making fun of how we used to do stuff. And do you have it there, Puss?
It would help if I had a name.
Okay, I don't want to say his name out loud because I don't want. But it's, you know.
I saw that story. I think it starts off where it says like he was preceded in death by billions of others.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love that. Because Robert De Niro, I think, I'm going to quote Robert De Niro. I heard him say years ago, a pretty deep quote, but basically saying, if you're alive today, you're lucky because you know how many people are dead. And that's what it reminded me of in that guy's obit where it said, he's followed in death by billions of others. Because usually that says followed in death by your uncle, grandfather, maybe mom or dad, depending how old they are, right? But I'll try to find a push.
I think I might have found it here.
It's really good.
There was a really good line in there about like something he would say, like either maybe sober, maybe not.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. This is the one I'm looking at here.
Okay, why don't you read it, Puss?
Have
you pre-read it not, or we
I'll go through this the first. I'll leave out names here.
Yeah, leave out names.
Departure was just in time for him to make his spiritual appearance at every Red Sox spring game.
Yep.
Let's see. Survived by his wife and three children, all of whom will likely sleep in the same bed for many years to come. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
He's survived by his loving and caring parents, blah, blah, blah. Leaves behind an incredible extended family. He was preceded in death by billions. There you go.
That's a good
including
one.
His dog, Harvey, who most of us love to hate. We are confident they are joyfully reconnecting right now. If you knew him, you knew you were loved. There's a good chance he told you that. Probably sober, but maybe not.
All right.
During his time here, he found a way into everyone's heart. He loved, in this order, his smoking hot wife, his brilliant kids and his family, his many friends, the Boston Red Sox, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Before being a Chiefs fan was cool, it says.
There you go.
The Huskers, Liverpool football, QT iced tea, Adidas sneakers, fishing, backpacking, hiking, hunting, and any old Chevy he saw on the road.
Yeah.
Did he write this himself or did he commission somebody?
I don't know. Hated sad stories, beats, romantic comedies, a snow-packed driveway, and turning off the garage light. That's it. He was content with most everything else. We're not positive, but we think the cause of death was either leukemia or more likely being dead sexy.
Yeah, that was it. And it made me smile. And I feel bad for the family because he was obviously a really young man. You know?
What a tribute to the guy.
Yeah. I wish I would have known this dude.
It's a great tribute, right? And I think that that's what you need to do, write funny stuff out there. You know, funny, heartfelt stuff. You know? And it wasn't like, you know, the ones that, what were the ones people people, remember people put the end of their old bitch last year and please vote Trump out. Remember those people?
Yeah,
he requests everybody votes against Trump or something like that. I love those.
Well, know. Or the ones written by the estranged children who, he was a miserable son of a bitch and nobody's going to live. Yeah. Yeah. Miss him.
There were those too.
We read some of those. You're right. Yeah. Brutal.
Yeah, I think you've got to be a special kind of asshole for your kids to take a parting shot in your obituary.
Pay for it to put it out there. Right. Exactly.
Anybody else have anything to add? No? You put son of a bitch in there? Okay, we're good.
Yeah. You stupid son of a bitch!
There you go. So, yeah, if you know that man, I'm not going to say his name on the air, but you know, I got an email from a friend of ours. Said, why don't you give this guy a shout-out? And I read the obit. Obviously, Nick did, too. I said, yeah, it's worth bringing
it up. The funeral is tomorrow, so, you know.
Yeah, seemed like a cool dude.
Yep. Seemed like a wonderful dude, and I'm sad I didn't know him.
Yep. What we got? Oh, okay. Peggy Kleinplatz.
Boy, that's a tough name.
Yeah.
Peggy Kleinplatz.
That's a nice German name there.
Well, it's just the whole name. I mean, if you're Peggy, relax, but even that name comes all the way. What's your name? Peggy Kleinplatz. We're going to have to change that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in showbiz, I know, but we're going to change it.
Just imagine like a very rotund German woman just pounding schnitzels with their fist.
That's probably a popular surname in both North Dakota and Pennsylvania.
Kleinplatz. Yeah, I've heard Klein something, but not Kleinplatz.
Peggy Kleinplatz is a clinical psychologist.
All right.
She says that she has noticed a greater sense of claustrophobia and desperation in phone calls with clients here lately.
Oh, God.
Even in couples, she says, couples are finding it impossible to carve out time that is uniquely for each other without having to take care of work, kids, or cleaning the house.
Yeah, that's true.
And that chronic stress, she says, is smothering libido and sexual frequency. Dr. Lori Brado, she's a psychologist and a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of British Columbia, said that nobody really firmly grasped the toll that homeschooling and taking care of the kids without any help would take on couples, relationships, privacy, and intimacy.
That's completely right for a lot of these people. For most people,
sure.
I would think. Yeah, there's just
couples are working home together or at home working together. You're beside each other all day long. It's translated into a lot more emotional distance. The situation is worse for partners with fewer means, with less money, for those struggling with addiction or mental health issues, as well as for sexual minorities. Some are mistaking their partner's exhaustion for sexual rejection, according to another sex educator, Emily Nagoski. And for those whose marriages were already sexless before the pandemic, or one partner has more desire than the other, months of lockdowns magnify what is not working in the relationship. They no longer have that option of doing things outside the home.
That's the key for a lot of people.
Right,
not
there.
Just sex, it's just for relationships in general. You're not doing anything outside the house. You're just not.
There's no balance.
There's no change of scenery.
There's no balance. You know, and
it's just you.
Exactly. And I know. my wife works and so do I. At least we get out of the house. But the bottom line is we're together all the time. And we're getting through it because we've been together a long time. But I know we've had some, you know, like she gets home from work and guess what? There I am.
Yeah, right.
So I can
right so where you always are.
Before I think it's about me, I remember, it's about them too.
Less so.
I mean, I can't be angry because, there she is. When she comes home and goes, there he is. You know, it's not really angry. It's just claustrophobia is huge right now.
Yeah,
and I'm glad it's not just in a lot of houses. Not just, I mean,
but yeah,
people are hearing this. Oh, so it's not just me,
right?
Yeah, when we're hanging out, it's just 6 hours a day, and we're occupied. And then she gets us the other 19,
right? Right, right.
Dr. Kleinplatz suggests that couples set aside 15 minutes, two or three times a week,
to sit someplace comfortable.
And check in with each other from the heart. Turn off electronic devices. Do not talk about kids. Do not talk about work.
That's two tough things not to talk about if you got kids and work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because that's one of the things you have in common is the flipping dumbass kids.
Right.
Right.
That's exactly true, man.
So what do I do? Tell her about Patrick Mahomes is recovering from his toe surgery? She doesn't want to hear about that.
No, she doesn't.
She's heard.
Just say that in your sleep.
That's what we found. It's really, really important to find something to binge together. So we can sit on the couch.
You guys,
right,
yeah.
And find a show that we agree on. Yeah. It's work. Yeah. But we found some stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there.
But you're right. It's work. We were trying to find a movie during the weekend and go downstairs and watch it on the big screen. And that's tough finding a movie we both like, but we have. But I understand this completely. I think a lot of our audience is hearing this for the first time thinking, hey, it's not just me. It's not just this house. You know?
Yeah.
I know we're talking to people that are doing everything, and I don't like you people. And I know you exist, but I think you did the wrong thing, and you don't care about people. And I don't care. You can yell at me for that.
But, I'm surprised. Like
the rest of us are all trying to stay safe. You know.
You know, my wife goes to work 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah, so you come home and she's there.
Yeah, but
you want to? Oh, geez, she's.
But
here.
Like yesterday, I came home after work. And, for you know, just a series of consequences hit us through the afternoon where I didn't even really speak to her until close to 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I was doing something, or then she was on a call, or we just never caught each other, but we were right there with each other the whole time. Right. I'm surprised how often that happens.
Yeah, it's weird how you can feel, like, separated from somebody and be in the same physical space as them.
A lot of people do that. I mean, and I think it's obviously blown up completely since the pandemic. You know, I think it's a lot of people having these problems, but I think most of us actually just realize that's the problem and don't take it out on the other person. Like, you're upset we're not leaving the house either. You're upset you can't see your family. You're upset you can't see your family either. And Becky's family's actually in town, and obviously I can't see mine. They're 1,000 miles away. So, we know we're both upset about things like that.
We're both upset about not being able to see our family, but not yours.
I like
never
this
said that.
From our buddy Austin. Yeah. Working from home is awesome, but living at work sucks.
Yeah, there you go. I've been hearing that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Nick is dead on with no change of scenery, at least drop off and pick up the kids from school, so I get out of the house a couple times a day.
Yeah. I left the house the other day to go mail a letter on a Saturday afternoon that didn't need to be mailed. Like, it wasn't like it was due the next day. I said, I'm going to go hop in a car and go mail this letter.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah. We did that. She had to drop something off at a UPS store to send back, and we'll drive to the one that's not close to here.
I drove by a mailbox that is near my old house because it's the one I always went to. I still do that to this day. I said, I don't know where there's one around here. I'm just going to the old mailbox. Yeah, it's a little further away. I don't care.
Yeah, the last few weeks I've been excessively washing the truck. I'll just drive
last
down the street to the car wash and run it through, maybe clean up the inside a little bit.
Well, hell, let me toss you the keys after we're done, Todd.
Well, you got to hit the little clip. I'm part of the Unlimited Wash Club.
Well, take your keys with you.
La-dee-da.
Yeah. I've just been drinking.
Yep. That's part of it, too.
And trying to keep the peace at home. My wife, my wife and kids have been watching this show called Outdaughtered.
Oh,
sucks.
What is that?
Just
not
boring
familiar.
People that happen to have a bunch of daughters.
Oh.
And it's on TV, and they're like, it's just like watching people I wouldn't want to hang out with deal with problems like I have. Like, what? There's something like, oh, they're renovating the house, and so the kitchen's leaking. Like, I don't care. I don't care. You're boring. This is dumb. They're like, why? I'm like, what is this show? She's just like, you want the remote? I'm like, yes.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah,
I'll put it on the Treehouse show until I can find something else to watch, and then we're fine.
I think that's one of the biggest things I've taken away from your time here, Nick, is that your family has terrible taste in television. Every time you bring up that they were watching, it's crap.
Yeah.
That's rough. There's sometimes with that I'm going to be like, okay, this is beyond the Outdaughtered. Who cares? Like, just because you have a lot of kids doesn't mean you have a personality.
No, I mean, that's for damn sure. We've seen that on those shows.
My kids are going to school. I'm like, this is our house. Yeah. This is what we do.
Yeah, why are you right? Let's turn on the TV and watch ourselves.
Yeah.
It's like the shows that are targeted at women aren't targeting us.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, something. I get that. They're not targeted towards us. I get that.
No, and there's plenty of dude TV out there, too.
Yeah, where's the white dude TV? That's the rest of it.
But those shows are good, Todd.
Pretty much the whole dial.
Bush is right about that.
That's the difference.
That's good TV.
My wife might disagree about the hunting and fishing shows.
Well, I'm with her on those.
I would too.
And the whole sports tier.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I was watching some movie the other night, and she's like, this is so violent. I said, yeah, that's why it's good.
I'm watching
a fun movie to watch.
I was watching, one of the destination channels has this thing called Hawaii Life, where people go look for, they're moving to Hawaii, you know. And it's a guy and his wife, and they have to have them, it's like a House Hunters and all those shows. They have to have them talk. And they're not actors, and they're not, they're just regular people, so they're talking about stupid stuff, and it's just, you just hate these people. And it's not their fault, because they're told to talk in front of the camera. So they walk in, and the guy goes, oh, I like the mosaic here in this house. She goes, I like it too. And I go, and then she's like four sentences in, that's how her voice is. I said, he's going to kill her. Yeah. I said, they're moving to Hawaii so he can kill her, because if she talks like that. But see, I'm yelling at the TV about people buying a house in Hawaii. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm in trouble here. You know, I better get some help.
Yeah, but the women do, in those situations, seem a little bitchier. They seem a little pickier.
Right. I wanted a more bedrooms. Well, that comes with a higher price.
What about our budget?
Oh, the two things that I hate on those.
And I love those shows because they take me out of my brain stuff. They all watch people look for houses, whatever. Yeah. I only if it's cool places. So I don't watch rebuilding a house in Waco. I don't watch a guy making $150,000 house or $200,000 house. I don't care. No, I want to see stuff that we don't have.
I'm with you. I love those shows, but when they bring up one of two things, when they bitch about the lack of a view,
right,
or they bitch about the paint color of a room.
No paint. Oh yeah.
I want to shoot the TV.
Paint it.
Just paint it then.
Paint it.
It's an easy fix.
Oh, there's every form of nitpicking there, and usually it's the wife bitching about it. The guy's just worried about money most of the time.
Yeah. Well, it really doesn't have the view we wanted. Well, then just shut up. You are bitching about extreme first world problems.
This one pissed me off because the first place looked like the guy was 5 minutes from his work. And the second place he looked at was 15 minutes from his work. And they were saying, well, I don't know. You want to drive? I said, shut up.
15 minutes.
And it showed this little road in Hawaii. This little road in Hawaii he had to drive for 15 minutes. I said, yeah, it's never going to be snow on that road, dude.
Yeah.
Enjoy the scenery and go to work, you dick.
Hop into your convertible, drive down that Hawaiian road for 15 minutes and get to work, and then do it again at the end of the day just to kind of relax.
Most people we're talking to drive at least 15 minutes for work in this city. You know, a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think most people at least.
Yeah. Well, it was 5 minutes, and you want to drive 15 minutes every day? And I yelled, yeah, to get away from that voice he does.
Probably not just the voice.
Yeah. Once again, pandemic's taking our lives over, too. When I'm screaming at Hawaii Life.
No, I did that pre-pandemic.
I know you do.
I did.
I did it pre-pandemic, too. I did. But it's still sad.
It's exacerbated right now. Yeah.
Exhausted. Just paint the room.
It's freaking paint.
Oh, that one drives me crazy. Just paint it.
So paint it.
I don't like the paint in here.
You're not going to buy a house because that room's the wrong color?
Yeah,
get out of here.
Sometimes, right.
Yeah. Pick up a can of paint on your long drive home from work.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.